Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
A request for research proposals was announced in January to enhance prevention, preparedness, mitigation, and response capabilities for H5N1 influenza in the U.S. swine herd and address research priorities not covered by projects approved under a previous call for proposals. First of all, a little bit of background. What is H5N1 and why has H5N1 become a priority for the pork sector?
Sure. H5N1 is an influenza A virus and it impacts multiple species. You know, we normally associate it with poultry or avian species. However, since 2024, we have seen that virus impact other livestock species such as dairy cattle, sheep, and even goats. And so it is of concern to the swine industry because in October of 2024, the infection was noted in backyard swine. And so we know now that the virus can infect pigs. And there's a lot that we don't know about this virus. And so it was very important to understand what does it look like if it infects a pig? How best do we detect it? And what steps do we take to prevent it from going to other herds?
What prompted the January 2nd call for proposals?
We had a lot of proposals that were submitted to SHIC, and we ended up funding 10 proposals out of the large amount that we received. A lot of those proposals really were trying to understand the basis of infection, such as clinical signs and symptoms, transmission risks, and mammary involvement. However, we also realized there were a lot of other areas that weren't addressed in this first go round of proposals. And so that led to having a second call for proposals developed in January.
What type of response was received and from where?
We're really excited with the response. We got 42 proposals representing three different countries that were submitted. And our proposals originated from multiple groups, including universities, government organizations, and private companies.
In terms of priorities for the second call, what priorities were not adequately addressed in the original call and were looked for in this second call?
We had several areas that really we felt that we should get some or would like to have additional projects focus on. Some of that being our caretakers and how do we protect our people because this virus can also infect people. Also focusing on pork safety and support of business continuity and reducing our production impact. And so all of those things were incorporated and included into the call for proposal, as well as diagnostics and surveillance strategies and biosecurity strategies.
Why is it considered especially important to be keeping on top of H5N1?
It really is important because this virus tends to change very rapidly. And it was even more of a concern because it was seen now outside of a species that it was normally expected to be in. And so when it started to infect livestock species, it really raised the red flag. And so moving forward, it is important to understand what does this look like in pigs? What do we do for control? And what are some of the risk factors for the virus getting into the farm? In addition, we also want to ensure that we're protecting our workers and workforce because the virus can also infect people.
What are the anticipated timeframes for the review of the 42 responses? What will the review process involve? And what are the key considerations as that process moves forward?
Sure. We have organized a group of subject matter experts, including producers, veterinarians, and researchers, to review the proposals later on this spring. That will extend from spring into early summer. And we review these proposals to ensure that they have a strong scientific basis, that they're addressing the call for proposals and meeting the priorities that were requested. But also we want to ensure that all proposals and outcomes add value, They avoid duplication with other research, and they provide benefits to the industry to help us prevent and prepare for this disease.
Once approved, what are the anticipated or targeted time frames for the completion of the various research projects?
The projects that were submitted range anywhere between 12 to 18 months, and so that would push the time frame for completion towards 2027 and 2028. However, we've been very happy to work with our research if they do have results that can be shared early, but typically these projects end up in about 12 to 18 months.
How can anyone interested get more information?
The information about the call for proposals can be found in our April Swine Health Information Center newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You can see this information, as well as fact sheets and information on our previous call for proposals, at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.